You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 25 of the Power in Grace podcast. And today's title is Sabbath Day Compulsory for Christians? Sabbath Day is the first holiday on earth, and God, the creator of all creations, declared the Sabbath day to be free from work. The observance of Sabbath Day had become a controversial issue across the world. I became interested in the significance of Sabbath Day when the doctor told me that my terrible body weakness was as a result of inadequate rest. The little findings I did showed that the people who rest on the Sabbath day had less occurrence of body ailment when compared to people that don't rest. What day is the Sabbath? God created 7 days, and He made the seventh day for a special purpose to rest. Sabbath day means the day you rest from labor. In the book of Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 says, "Thus the heavens and the earth, and all the host of them, were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had done. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made." If you study the history of creation, then you will agree with me that work had been a similar action for the first 6 days. But the seventh day is a unique Sabbath day. It's all about rest. The Lord expected us to follow His model on how to spend the 7 days. We would work for 6 days and rest on the seventh day. I had read about a lot of arguments about the issue of Sabbath day, but no one had disputed the seventh day to be Saturday. Some theologians complicated the Sabbath day by differentiating Saturday as the Jewish Sabbath and Sunday as Christian Sabbath. There's no scriptural references to support this discrimination. The Lord ordained the seventh day as Sabbath from the beginning of the world. Is Sabbath day a Jewish law? Sabbath day had never been a Jewish law. It was only emphasized during the presentation of the Ten Commandments to the Israelites. The motive of God for creating the seventh day is for us to rest from all our 6 working days. God reminded the Israelites in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. I read, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you and your son and your daughter and your male servant and your female servant, or your cattle or your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." The phrase "remember the Sabbath day" in the above Bible passage I just read shows that the Sabbath day had been in existence since the beginning of creation. God chose to write the Sabbath in the Ten Commandments so that the Israelites could always remember to enjoy the rest. He made it clear in the book of Isaiah that Sabbath should be acknowledged by the Gentiles as well. The book of Isaiah chapter 56 verse 6 and 7 says, Also, the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Thus, your rest on the Sabbath day has nothing to do with the Jewish law. The Lord blessed the Sabbath day for you to rest. He wants you to rest. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work. Because in it he rested from all his work. That's Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. Don't be deceived by those who want you to work for 7 days. It is against the 6 days stipulated by God in the beginning of the creation. Jesus had never asked us to quit rest on the seventh day. When he said that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, the context of his statement was meant to correct the selfish Pharisees who had turned the intention of Sabbath into something else. If you carefully read the book of Mark chapter 2, verse 23-28, Mark 22-23-28, you will understand that Jesus is not outrightly asking us not to rest. Paul revealed that he was faithful to the Jewish commandment, including the Sabbath day, when he appealed to Caesar in Acts chapter 25, verse 7 and 8. I mention this because of a lot of people who make reference to Paul's statements to justify the fact that they don't need rest. Paul himself rested on the seventh day. But Paul only condemned the Jewish presentation of Sabbath to the new Gentile converts because the Jewish presented Sabbath to them as a form of bondage. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 says, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths." The context of Paul's instruction here was to stop the Gentiles from obeying the man-made Sabbath laws of the wicked Pharisees. The Sabbath day created by God does not deserve argument if the 6 days for work were not disputed. Thus, I want you to understand this issue from the point of view that God created the seventh day for your body to rest. It has nothing to do with religion. God knew the strength of your body, so he had designed your body to work for 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And there are many benefits to derive from resting on the Sabbath day. And there are many benefits to derive from resting on the Sabbath day. Benefits of Sabbath. 1. You say bye-bye to incessant body sickness. If you relax your body on the Sabbath day, then you will have less cause to visit the doctor. Doctors confirm that inadequate rest of our body increases the stress hormones, and it can lead to stress-induced ailments such as hypertension, high blood pressure, stroke, cardiac arrest, migraine, and so on and so forth. The second benefit of observing the Sabbath is refreshment. You become refreshed if you give your body a 24-hour rest. This will boost your performance for the next 6 working days. Exodus chapter 31 and verse 17 says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." So God himself too was refreshed on the Sabbath day. The next benefit is opportunity to help the poor. It's an opportunity to help the poor. You can learn from the lifestyle of Jesus, who helps the needy that comes his way on the Sabbath day. Another benefit is you have more time to worship the Lord. You have more time to worship the Lord. The fifth benefit is it gives you long life. One of the reasons for the short life expectancy in our generation is due to the neglect of the Sabbath day. Anyone with a lifestyle of working for 7 days will never live a long life because it's against the plan of God for humanity. I'll end it this way. Will you love to enjoy the rest of the Sabbath day? Is a question I want you to give an answer to. Shall we pray? Father, give us peace as we rest from our works in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.firegrace.com. Thank you.